This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Haba, welcome everyone. We are continuing in the bracha of Yotzer Oyer. It's the longest bracha in the Siddur. The Shiurim on Tefillah are sponsored by our dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzal Rose, Lila Nishmas, his brother Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, and Hashem Shem and Aliyah, B'yomel Tzioshev, his whole family, Ad B'yaskal Tzedek. We mentioned this coming Matzoi Shabbos is our annual campaign. If anybody could be Mishtatev, Tavei Aleichem Bracha. We're learning the end of the Bracha Yotzer HaMa'oros. I believe this will be our last year on Yotzer HaMa'oros. And then we will proceed to Ahava Rabbah. We've only spent the entire year on the Bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros. It's the longest Bracha in the Siddur. We say at the end, Lekel Baruch Ni'imoy Sitenu Lemelech Kelchai V'Kayam Zemiroy Siyameru V'Sishbachas Yashmiu. Basically, we offer God three things. We offer Him Ni'imois, Zemirois, Sishbachais. Says the Rebar Yakar, that one of the Rishonim, that we give Hashem three Shvachim corresponding to the three Kedushais. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Corresponding to each Kadosh, we give Hashem a Kedusha. So corresponding to Kadosh, we say, Ni'imoy Siteno. Kadosh, Zemiroy Siamero. Kadosh, Vesishbachas Yashmiu. The Avudram says that this Bracha, we praise Hashem that He does eight things. We say, Kihu levadoi, poyel gevurois, oiseh chadashois, baal milchamois, zoireh tzedakois, matzmiach yeshuois, boireh refuois, noira sihilois, adoin haneflois. It's a remez to the planets. The Rav Avudraham says, how is Hashem poyel gevurois? The sun. Ketzeis Hashemesh begvurasai. How is Hashem oiseh chadashois? The moon. The moon is Mischadeshes B'chol Chodesh. How is Hashem Ba'al Milchamois Keneged Mars? Mars is in charge of wars. How is Hashem Matzmiach Yeshuois Keneged Koichav? Like it says, Dorach Koichav Mi'akov. How is Hashem Zoirea Tzedakois Keneged Saturn? How is Hashem Tzedek? Boyre refuois kenege noiga, like it says, v'noiga hu kishacham azoyrachas. How is Hashem noira sihilois kenege shemesh? Excuse me, kenege shabtai shemeshamish b'shabas. Umatzanu shir b'shabas. Shenemar mizmar shir liyem shabas. So the Avudraham says that these various praises correspond to the different celestial bodies. Now we're going to talk about the term Noira Sihilais. Now many people say Noira Sihilais every single day. But do we know what it means? What does it mean? God is awesome in praise, fearsome in praise. The Bino Le'itim was written by Rav Azariah Figo. Azariah Figo is one of the Italian Balei Darshanim. Bino Le'itim is such an important sefer. All the subsequent Sifrei Drush are all miyusad on the ideas of Bino Le'itim, Rav Azariah Figo. We say in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, serve God in fear, v'gilu b'rada, rejoice in trembling. What does this mean? Why should you serve God in fear? Everybody likes to sing, Ivdu, 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 Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. But David HaMelech says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Notice how nobody sings, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. That somehow did not become as popular. So Rav Azariah Figo says, that even when a person serves Hashem, you should serve Him in fear. Why? Always be concerned, maybe you're coming up short. From this type of fear, it's not like other fears. Other type of fears, a person is distressed when he's afraid. Like it says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lai. Yaakov was afraid and he was distressed. He was distressed that he was afraid. Fear causes distress. But the kind of fear of Avodas Hashem, you know what the fear of Avodas Hashem is? You know, maybe I'm not serving Hashem properly. You know, I try to learn, but maybe my learning is not done in the proper way. Maybe it's missing some ingredient. Maybe it's not with enough Avas Hashem. Maybe it's not with enough devotion. This is a healthy kind of fear. Usually, fear is debilitating. It engenders stress. This kind of fear is invigorating. Always being concerned. Maybe I'm not fulfilling what I need to. This is an honorable fear. And you should rejoice in such a fear. If somebody serves Hashem and they have genuine concern, maybe I'm not serving Hashem properly. Maybe my davening is not the way it's supposed to be. Maybe my Bein Adam Lechaver is not the way it's supposed to be. That kind of yira, vigilu birata. Serve Hashem with fear. What kind of fear? Fear that maybe I'm not doing everything correctly. And then if you have that fear, vigilu birata, rejoice in that fear. And then in Mishlei it says, Hoylech biyashra yirei Hashem. Vinolus derachav boizehu. Says Rabbi Azariah Figo, someone who's a shalem, even when he's going in the right path, he's always afraid. Maybe he's not fulfilling his obligation. But somebody who despises the way of Hashem and mocks it disgraces him. You know, some people make the mistake. Yira is if you do an avera. So you have to be afraid of punishment. But if you're on the right path, what are you afraid of? And what they don't understand is what Hashem desires is the yira of those who are doing the right thing. It is very dear to Hashem when someone who is on the Derech HaYashar, and even so, he's concerned, you know, but maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe I'm not doing it correctly. Maybe there's more I could do. Like Moshe says, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shoya Me'imach. What God wants of you is to fear Him while you're serving Him. And this displays itself in three ways. Number one, when you're learning. Harishon Be'iyon Ve'esek HaTorah. When a person enters the world of learning, he should be afraid. Maybe Chas V'Chalila. He might make a mistake, or he won't get to the right path, like Reb Nechunya Ben Akana davened when he entered the Beis Medrash. And we say, Kol sheyiras chetoi koydemes l'chachmasoi, chachmasoi miskayemes. That if somebody proceeds his pursuit of wisdom with yira, that maybe he'll sin, or maybe he won't understand it correctly. So that's the kind of observance and chachma that will endure. Now, the Rabbi Zarya Figo says, there's another place where this fear plays out. Let's see. Hasheni, b'masei hamitzvais, when you're doing a mitzvah. Letzamtzim b'kiyam kol dikduke pratem shikasiknan. Be afraid, you know, maybe I'm not fulfilling all the punctilious details. Maybe I'm missing one of them. Maybe I'm off kechud hasara. Is my tefillin in the right place? Many people, they forget where their hairline used to be. And their tefillin gets rather close to their nose or to below the hairline. The tefillin cannot be even one hair's breadth below the hairline. So, don't be embarrassed. Go over to your Rav, and whether you're 10 years old, 50 years old, or even if you're 190 years old, go over to your Rav and say, Rav, is my tefillin in the right place? No, how could I do that? I know where my tefillin is supposed to be. No. Go over to your Rav. Make sure your tefillin is still in the right place. That's called Yiras Shamayim. You're afraid maybe I'm not doing the mitzvah right. Go over to your Rav. Ask your Rav, you know, are my ritzuos black enough? I see people, they have plenty of resources to buy new ritzuos. And yet, the ritzuos look like, they were in the washing machine. You know, sometimes ritzuos need to be replaced. Go over to your Rav and say, you know, are my ritzuos good? Go over to your Rav and say, you know, is there anything that I'm not doing right? You never know. Maybe we have a very favorable opinion of ourselves. Yiras Shamayim is, even when you're going on the right path, be concerned. Maybe there's something I'm not doing correct. Now, this is not anxiety. We're not talking about unhealthy second-guessing yourself. That's something that also has to be addressed. There's a very fine line between unhealthy anxiety and healthy Yiras Shamayim. The way to know what's what is that if you're in a state of simcha, so then it's healthy. If it makes you depressed, then chances are it's somewhat of an illness. But it's a very fine line. But the ideal level of serving of Hashem is that it should be accompanied by Yira, genuine Yira Shamayim. Now, the third level, the Hashlishi, Behilo v'shevach l'fanav yisparach, when you're davening to Hashem, Mesukan ma'od, it's dangerous. Hein b'toyarim, hein b'noisei ha'shevach, oy ha'hilol atzmai, ad sha'afilu b'malachei ha'shoreis, nemar oynim b'eima v'oymim b'yira. In other words, when you're praising Hashem, am I saying the right praises? Do I have a right to praise Hashem? Who am I to praise Hashem? It's almost, it's frightsome, it's fearsome. So when we say Hashem is Noira Sehilois is that when we praise Hashem, it is awe-inspiring, it is fearsome, because we ourselves are afraid to say the praises of Hashem, lest we're not doing it right, lest we're not saying the right praises, lest we're not worthy to be saying the praises. That's what it means, Noira Sehilois. All aspects of Avodas Hashem should be accompanied with a certain degree of Yira, including the praise of Hashem. That's the meaning of Noira Sehilais. Okay, now at the end of the bracha we say, HaMechadish B'tuvai B'chayam Tamid Ma'aseh V'reishis. This comes from the Shlach HaKadosh. So this past January, maybe October, the zchus to be at the kever of the Shlach HaKadosh in Tveria. I also had the zchus to be at the Shlach HaKadosh's house in the Old City, where he had his bezdin. And Rabbi Shaya Halevi Horowitz, he says, HaMechadesh B'tuvai B'choyam Tamid Ma'aseh V'reishis. This is coming to contravene even those who are ma'aminim, even those who believe that Hashem created them. And even those who believe Hashem created the world, and He has the ability to stop the sun in its tracks, and He has the ability to interfere and intervene in anything that happens in the world. But many people have the mistaken notion that, yeah, God created the world, and He could intervene at any time, but in general, everything is on autopilot. We think the way the world works are, you know, like you have these two Chachamim in the cockpit of the plane. They take off. They put into the computer headed to Israel. They take a nap for 9 hours. And they wake up, you know, they're over the Mediterranean. They're 50 miles from Tel Aviv. And then they come in and they do the landing. But most of the flight is on autopilot. We think life is like that. We think HaKadosh Baruch Hu put life on autopilot. And once in a while, we need Him to intervene. You know, maybe if someone's not feeling well, someone needs a Yeshua. Say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, come. You know, wake up, help me out. Oh, and then if we daven well enough, Hashem will come in and he'll take care of things. No, that's kafira. That's heresy. It's heresy to believe that at any point in the running of the world, things are on autopilot until Hashem steps in. It is heresy to say that God created the world. He basically gave over the controls to his servants, and then he'll come and he'll step in when need be. No. God does not stop constantly recreating, redesigning, reconfiguring every single event that happens in the world at every moment. If Hashem would not constantly be infusing life into a person, giving the heart the ability to beat, giving the lungs the ability to inhale, every moment, everything would stop. Koyach ugvura nasan bohem is every moment Hashem is koyach ugvura nasan bohem. Hashem is mashbia. Everything that happens in the world is the constant choice, and every moment Hashem is influencing as things are happening. B'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Now we say at the end of the tefillah, Ar chadash al tzion ta'ir v'nizke chulanu. We should all be zoicha. So the Sefer Chassidim says something interesting. He says, we know that at the Yam Suf, Ra'asa Shivcha Alayam, Ma'ashaloi Ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi Ben Avua. Even the maidservants experienced the divine light of Kriyas Yam Suf. The Sefer Chassidim says they experienced the divine light of Maimon Har Sinai. So when we say V'nizke Chulanu, Chulanu is intended to include everyone associated with the Jewish people, just like the Shivcha Alayam when they left Mitzrayim. Now, just to conclude the bracha of Yoytzer Ar, in the bracha of Yoytzer Ar, we say the word Oira 5 times. Yoytzer Ar, Ma'oirai She'asisa, La'oisei Orim Gedoilim, V'hiskin Ma'oirais, Yoytzer Hama'oirais. This is a remez to what we say in Bereishis Rabbah. It says Ar 5 times. Keneged, the 5 books of the Torah. So in the bracha of Yoytzer Ar, we have the expression of Ar 5 times, keneged the 5 great lights, namely Bereishis, Shemayis, Vayikra, B'midbar, and Dvarim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'hatzlacha, and we'll see everybody next week. If anybody wants to join us at 1 p.m., there is Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yona. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Kol Tov.
Shabbat Shalom, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Kol Tov. Be well. Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.